2019 for a holiday with his mother and grandfather. Our Europe correspondent Adam Parsons describes how Alex was found in France.
What we understand is that he was picked up by a motorist in some distress, asked to be taken to a police station and identified himself there.
The mother of James Bulger, the toddler snatched from a supermarket and murdered by two 10-year-olds in 1993, says she'll never forgive the killers. She's been speaking a day after the parole board decided one of them, John Benables, should not go free from jail. European Union leaders have unexpectedly agreed to open membership talks with Ukraine. The decision was announced at a summit with leaders of the EU 27 countries. European Council President Charles Michel called it a clear signal of hope, but Hungary's Prime Minister has criticised the move as a bad decision. Former Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko believes EU membership is a logical next step for his country.
This is the very decisive day for our country. We return our nation, returning back to the European family. European integration, this is the part of our constitution.
The number of people in hospitals in England with winter viruses is continuing to increase. More than 400 patients were on wards each day last week with flu, up by nearly two-thirds on the previous seven-day spell. In sport, Rangers are into the last 16 of the Europa League after a dramatic 3-2 win away at Real Betis. Kemal Roofe's strike with 12 minutes remaining saw them advance as group winners. West Ham beat Freiburg 2-0 and Brighton sealed a 1-0 victory over Marseille. England have lost the second T20 international in the West Indies by 10 runs. That's the latest. I'm Daisy Steele.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
And the day she went away.
Amy's back in Austin, and the Ellie Young Band are back with new music. That track was originally a hit back in 1994 with a band called Little Texas. Mike Ellie, the frontman of the Ellie Young Band, said that he was about 13 years old when he first heard that song. That song was co-written by Brady Seals and Stephen Allen Davis. The Grammy-nominated song told the story of a couple in a rush to leave their hometown in the rearview mirror, only to find that one of them couldn't ultimately see it through. The Ellie Young Band with Amy's Back in Austin. You're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight. I'm going to be playing a good old mixture of tracks tonight. I've got lined up a throwback Keith Urban track, some new songs by Hayden Kaufman, and I'll also be speaking to yet another amazing English country act tonight. As soloists, they are no strangers to the country music scene, but as a duo, they are pretty fresh. On tonight's show, I'll be talking to Briggs and Stark. They just released their debut track a while ago, but I'm so glad to finally have them on the show following their long run of live shows. We'll be diving into their single. Their single was called Go Ahead, so be sure to stick around for that one. But for now, we're going to be celebrating the 1 year anniversary of Poppy Fardell's debut album called Back on My Feet. It was released last year on the 9th of December. Poppy celebrated the 1 year anniversary by sharing this post on her Facebook: a body of work I'm so proud of, a project that truly saved me during the time of what felt like constant falling. I'm constantly finding myself back on my feet, so I guess a year on, I stand behind every single lyric I carefully created for this project. This is one of my favourite tracks from that very album. This is Poppy Fardell with Good Girl.
Good girl shouldn't try and play with the big guns. A good girl should be wearing a smile but keep her mouth shut. Good girl should be getting married before they give it up. Good girl should show a little, never too much. So tired of hearing that's just how it is. It's something we can't fix. No, we're not listening. Who's to say what a girl is and what she isn't?
And no one else can mean it anyway. Sorry.
I ain't trying to tear you down, just building bridges. Just want a taste in the life that you've been living in. So tired of putting up with all this noise and boys just being boys, like we don't have a choice. We're good. I'm introducing you to a different kind of good. Knowing what we're worth, getting what we deserve. What if every little girl she could change the world? We could turn it back around, give everybody crowns. I'm introducing you to a different kind of good. Good girl.
Alberta. That was Tennille Towns with Come As You Are. Tennille Towns is a 26-year-old artist from Canada who is currently signed to Columbia Nashville. Columbia Nashville released Living Room Work Tapes by way of introduction. The revamped version of Somebody's Daughter followed as her first single that fall, which quickly reached to number 29 on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart. A new artist who has made her way into Spotify playlist this week is Elle Rose. Elle moved to Nashville, Tennessee in the summer of 2019 to further her career as a versatile country and pop singer-songwriter. Originally from Ipswich, Massachusetts, she completed 2 years at Berklee College of Music to refine her craft of storytelling through raw lyricism, something she complements with catchy melodies and the soulful twang in her voice. Growing up with two musician parents, Elle's early life was flooded with music of all persuasions, from big band trumpeting of her father to her mother's favourite Dixie Chicks album. She specifically pinpoints childhood jam sessions to This Kiss by Faith Hill as moments when she first became aware of her deep love for country music. She loved the sound of the fiddle the most, so much that her parents gifted her a violin on her fourth birthday, and the rest was history. And she went on to explore the full extent of the instrument's versatility, playing in orchestras, jazz ensembles, and even at the world-renowned Carnegie Hall. She gives great credit to classical music for breeding a maturity in her musicianship, lending her sound a refined quality that still retains its warmth. Elle feels inspired by the modern female-driven comeback of country music that she thinks shows incredible ambition to pull listeners from other genres by incorporating different sounds. Current artists that she looks up to are Maren Morris, Cam, Casey Musgraves, and Carly Pearce. This is Elle Rose with Take It Slow.
Catch up to me, but here you are, we're shifting gears. Maybe we're finally free. If you wanna fall in, why don't you fall right into me? If all we leave behind is dust and smoke, I don't wanna take it slow.
my brain feels like I'm going insane. Been wanting you all day. Can you cancel your plans? I need you here, need you bad. So let's take it back. You say the words to me, or maybe you could show me. I love the ways that you do.
So, Briggs and Stark, welcome to the Tonight Shift. I'm really, really beyond happy to have both of you guys on the show tonight. How are you both today?
We're good, thank you. Thank you for having us. We're looking forward to it.
Brilliant. So, first off, maybe talk us through how the two of you met, because you met once in 2014 and then you crossed paths again during the 2020 pandemic. How did the two of you find yourself merging together once again?
I think I can take responsibility for that one.
You can take responsibility.
So, yes, we met at like an open mic night. It was one of my first ones in Guildford because I came to Guildford to study music at ACM, which Claudia had already been to. And then she was in another duo with another guy. So we hung out a little bit. Yeah, we went to a festival and we hung out a little bit. And then it was just kind of, and then we saw each other on and off. And then kind of COVID, I kind of slid into the DMs and... That's about it, really.
Got nice something. Work, though.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a sniping technique, as my friends say.
Now, Matt, your main instrument is guitar. Claudia, your main instrument is actually flute. How does the flute play a role as part of your live sets?
I think it's nice that it adds a different dynamic to the set than people are used to. I think the flute as an instrument is starting to come into kind of popular music a bit more now anyway, but I really love that, especially when we play live, people are like, oh, flute, how cool, because it's not something people are used to hearing at live shows, really. I think that's nice, and then it also adds a unique element to the tracks, I think,
and helps the melodies as well, because none of us are lead guitar players, so we can play the lead guitar or melody on a flute, so that's great.
Yeah.
Amazing. Now, you both actually work on music outside of your duo as well. Claudia, you recently released an EP only back in November. Matt, you're also then part of an Americana band called Downtown Roundabout. So I guess my question for the both of you is what does being part of a duo provide in contrast to your other projects?
I think for me, I definitely find that you get a bit less of that kind of independent individual artist burnout being part of a duo. I found that I had to take quite a big break from my solo music just because I was so burnt out from trying to be the manager and the email promo person and the musician and the songwriter. So it can get quite tired.
You have to wear.
Exactly. Whereas we've found that we've kind of been able to balance things out a bit between us. And we live together and we're a couple, so that helps. But we found that, especially, for example, when I had my EP launching this last month, then Briggs just took over doing the socials a bit more, whereas prior to that you were doing a bit more of the kind of emailing and I was doing the social side. So I don't know if you have anything to add, but
just easier with two people than trying to get four people into a room once a week. Or trying to get them to do anything, and it's just, I guess, more reliable as well, even though like sometimes you have to force each other to practice and rehearse, which is fine, but then it's just making time to actually be a couple as well, which is nice. So
yeah, that's the struggle with us also being a couple, is that it's hard to find that balance between when we're spending time together just as a couple and when we're doing music. We've kind of had to put scheduled days in now where we say this is where we're going to work on music, just because otherwise every day ends up being kind of more of a work day than a just normal hanging out. But to be honest, we really enjoy it anyway, don't we? So that's probably why we end up spending most of our time doing it regardless.
I do it all the time if it was me.
Imagine if you two are living together, it's very accessible to quickly say, oh, I've got this idea, can we quickly bounce this idea off each other? And I can imagine that there's tons and tons of ideas that both of you will be bringing to the table during a songwriting session. What then happens when you maybe have to compromise on the lyric or a musical idea? How do the two of you then find a middle ground?
It depends. I think we started off kind of more clashing heads, but I think it's just, I guess, we both have fixed ideas in our heads. So I'm more of a literal songwriter and Claudia is more of like a metaphorical songwriter. So it's kind of, I brought a lot of the startings of the songs. So kind of I had an idea and a direction. I was like, oh, Claudia, can you please finish this? That's kind of how it started, really. And then obviously Claudia brought something to the table and then we'd just sit down and do it. But kind of the last couple of songs, we've actually just kind of worked on it together or bought our parts and then worked on it together. And it's kind of working now. So that's good. So it's just a consistency. That's I'd say.
Yeah, we're definitely getting to the swing of it, aren't we? I think, stylistically, we're quite different, but I think that's what makes the songs quite unique in that, in how they sound, is that it's adding to kind of more folky, yeah, metaphorical lyrics, and then that more kind of
cheesy country.
Yeah, and we're kind of getting into the flow of combining those two styles now, which is nice. And yeah, you write a lot more often than I do, so more commonly recently it's been Briggs bringing something that he's maybe got writer's block on or something, and then we finish it together. And I think we're going to mix that up a bit as time goes on and do a bit of both.
Now, like you just said there, you're both very, very different songwriters. So for the both of you, who would you then say your key influences are when it comes specifically to songwriting?
Who are your key influences?
Well, I don't know. I love Chris Stapleton. He's like, can't do any wrong, really. That's kind of like wholesome, amazing lyrics. And like my influences are crazy. It's like something like Dave Matthews Band, which is huge in America, but not here. But that doesn't really come into our things. But Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi. He's like kind of more bluesy and he's got his second album is more Americana kind of like, and I think his first two albums are perfect. And Bon Jovi is great, and I've seen him loads of times. But Richie Sambora for me, that's amazing. And then a bit of soul with Bobby Womack and things like that. So that's kind of, I've got like three kind of hats which I like, and then classic rock. So
I definitely struggle to say who my influences are in terms of picking a style, because they really do. I kind of pick pieces from everywhere, just like you said, really. But I would say on the folk side, it would be artists like Kate Rusby. And then I've got more of a pop side. There's this pop artist I'm really loving at the moment called Holly Humberstone, who writes like really smart pop lyrics. And I just love her tracks and the production and everything. But then I also love more kind of classic artists like Bruce Springsteen's writing as well. So there's really a lot of different areas that come into it, aren't there?
Yeah, it seems to be like a really good mixture there. And you're actually set to release an EP in February of next year. What kind of themes can we expect to find running throughout the EP?
We've tried to mix it up a bit, actually. When we initially were deciding the tracks to go on it, they were all quite upbeat, kind of more on the country Americana side than the folk side. But we've ended up having a few situations that have happened in the meantime that's meant that we've actually written some more kind of deeper songs, which is a bit more my style. So it's actually kind of follows a journey of starting a bit more upbeat, and then we've got a couple of more mellow songs, and then it goes back to that kind of upbeat.
So half and
country.
Half.
Yeah, 50-50, I'd
just
say.
Just like consistent harmonies throughout. And so, I mean, we've got kind of Go Ahead. It's more about companionship, which is really cool, and supporting each other. Got one called Three Kisses, which is kind of more a bit of cheesy country and like kind of the meeting of like I guess a couple together and things like that. And then
it's the initial spark, that one, isn't it, really?
And then the other two are kind of supportive. So like through this I wrote, because Claudia obviously didn't kind of do music for a while and didn't really enjoy it, so I wrote a song in her perspective, or half the song. And so that's kind of about it was called Through This. It's about getting through the struggles that you have. And then
And that song is super clever, I think, because Briggs wrote it. He started writing it for me. I hadn't written songs for a really long time, and I think he wanted to encourage me to write again. And that song is like so my style. It's weird that he started writing it, because it's like something I would totally write. So that was really cool to work on that one.
I think that'll be the next one. That'll be January, and then maybe we'll push back the EP till March, so that gives a little bit of breathing
room, yeah.
And then another one, which is cool as well, you know.
Now, your first single from the upcoming EP is a single called Go Ahead. It's a song that you two wrote with each other during the pandemic. How did this song come about?
Oh, I'll start. So I've had like the chord kind of progression and like an idea of like the melody and what the song could have been about for 10 years maybe. I always liked the chord progression that I had originally, and then I've got to write this in some like another way, and then basically started it off and then said, oh, Claudia, can you finish this? And then it kind of, we added the flute, and then we went into kind of the recording studio that Claudia recorded her EP in, and then it kind of just grew more from there, really. It's kind of our first kind of idea, and kind of it, I guess we kind of, from the recording session, that's kind of where we came into our element a little bit, and so which was nice.
Yeah, and I think when we first added the flute to that track, it kind of set the tone for the rest of the track. And then, yeah, like you said, when we actually recorded it, we started to get more of a feel for what our overall style would be.
And then the harmonies as well. So, like, I'm terrible at harmonies, or was terrible at harmonies. But
you're not terrible, you know.
You're really,
the more you do them, you're really picking it up, I think.
Yeah, so it's coming in. We're getting like weaving in and out of each other at the moment now. So it's nice. We're kind of finding our own voices within the songs and the harmonies, and even with covers as well, which is nice. So.
Yeah, that's another thing, actually, on the working together question, because we both have pros and cons. Like, for example, maybe I'm a bit stronger with harmonies, but you're stronger with actually more writing songs more often. So we're able to kind of put our skills together in a way that makes it a really productive project.
It sounds like a really, really good balance. Now, I want to thank both of you so much for being on the Night Shift for tonight. I'm really, really excited for next year to hear your debut EP. But for now, we are going to play your latest single called Go Ahead for our listeners. Would you like to introduce the track?
Of course.
Hi, this is Briggs and Stark, and you're listening to The Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM.
This is our latest single called Go Ahead.
Not afraid of letting go, I'm used to chasing the unknown, but I'm more cautious than before. I curse the name of this old town, but these past years have worn me down, and I'm warming to her now. But I dug my roots, hung up my boots, and the tide is turning. You got me burning, and now there's no excuse, so go ahead, I'll be right there beside you. I won't hesitate to guide you, you're my shining star. I've been lost, and it's true, so go ahead. If I would find my own way back, 'cause every step becomes more sure, this way is different than before, and I don't fear it anymore. So I'll take my roots, hang my boots, I'm slowly learning. Since I found you, my world's brand new. You got me tired.
Go!
Briggs & Stark there with their debut single called Go Ahead. I was so happy talking to Claudia and Matt about their debut single, and at the top of my To See Live list for next year is definitely those two. I don't think I've ever been to a country gig where one of the main artists plays the flute, so I would love to see Claudia do that as part of their set. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, your weekly dose of country music each and every Thursday night, 10 p.m. until midnight, and this is Kingsley Melhorn with Therapy Bill.
I'm sitting on this couch talking about all my problems with a stranger who keeps nodding her head, and I'm crying 'cause I'm angry and it's your fault I'm paying for each mistake you brought into your bed. It's gonna take time, won't be on my dime, you break it, you buy it. I'll send you my therapy bill, so make sure you pick up your mail. I'm there at least once a week, it won't be cheap, so it's a perfectly fair deal. I know you got the green, it's about time you spend it on. I take my whole life to feel alright and get the healing that I need. Oh, Lord knows there's no magic pill. I'll send you my therapy bill. Ooh, I'll send you my therapy bill. There shouldn't be any surprises. I'll have her itemize it, a charge for every damage to my head. $10 per each obsession, my anxiety and depression, add a premium to every lying word you said. It's gonna take time, won't be on my dime, you break it, you buy it. I'll send you my therapy bill, so make sure you pick up your mail. I'm there at least once a week, it won't be cheap, so it's a perfectly fair deal. I know you got the green, it's about time you spend it on me. I take my whole life to feel alright and get the healing that I need. Oh, Lord knows there's no magic pill. I'll send you my therapy. I'll send you my therapy bill, so make sure you pick up your mail. I'm there at least once a week, it won't be cheap, so it's a perfectly fair deal. I know you got the green, it's about time you spend it on me. I take my whole life to feel alright and get the healing that I need. Oh, Lord knows there's no magic pill. I'll send you my therapy bill. Ooh, I'll send you my therapy bill, yeah.
Sometimes I cry when you cross my mind, and I might get lonely some of the time, but today I'm not crying. No, today I'm no longer buying
tomorrow, but it could be tonight. So look over your shoulder. Ooh, when time is right, baby, it's gonna hit ya. Oh, and baby, it's gonna sting. So here's to
crossover country and southern pop recording artist Bree Carter there with her track called Paybacks. Bree's family raised her on several authentic southern staples: the Bible, Lone Star Missionary Baptist Church Choir, Charlie Pride, Loretta Lynn, Aretha Franklin, and no shortage of family love and devotion. We just played for you there her track called Paybacks, but I would also highly recommend checking out her other singles too, called Stronger Than That and God Gave Him a Girl. I'm going to play for you now a new song. It was at the top of Spotify's new Boots playlist. It has this really great concept about a songwriter singing about the different things that him and his friends write their songs about. His friends create songs about partying, trucks, and living very carefree lives, while he's stuck thinking about his ex, and because of that, he can only write sad songs. You're listening to Night Shift on Phoenix 98 FM, and this is Hayden Kaufman with She Makes the Sad Songs.
Buddies back home make the songs about beer, about drunk Friday nights, living life around here. Those songs about a truck, about the one in the drive. It's got 200,000 miles and it's running just fine. I write a lot of songs about the good times, but every single time she crosses my mind, she makes the sad songs, how lonely and heartbreak. The ones about my wrongs and all of my mistakes. She doesn't leave and I sing about her being gone. But Lord knows that I just can't move on. When I ride down the lines, cry every time, 'cause I know she's never that she makes the sad songs. She makes the sad songs.
song's about a bar, and that jukebox plays on for this hurting old heart. And the next thing I know, she's creeping back in, and that crying steel guitar sings her name again. She makes the sad songs about lonely and heartbreak, the ones about my wrongs and all of my mistakes.
Shouldn't be. stick around. Then again, I didn't plan to meet ya. Around back in the alley with a cigarette, I rolled up, you hadn't lit it yet. I got some fire in my pocket if you need some. A little shine, baby, you can ride shotgun. Yeah, you can ride shotgun. I got all the time and no money. I'm a good man if you get to know me. We can run wild in the country. Whatever you want, I'm ready. Back on leave, I was 23. Trying to piece it all together. And who knew fireworks and the evening news would make it hard to get better. When your boss to us fell, it was fight or flight. Something made me walk out that night. Sure enough, standing there underneath the light, I breathed out, you took me in. I was never the same again. I was never the same.
I got all